Hey, this is Dave at Somerville Grooves. You're listening to Strike the Box on WMFO in Medford with Chris.
Well, Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, I don't mean my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, I don't mean my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, my baby, my baby, my baby. Well, she's the gal in the red blue jeans. She's the queen of all the teens. She's the woman that I know. She's the woman that loves me so. Say, Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, I don't mean my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby, my baby, my baby.
Let's rock!
She's the one with the flying feet. She's the one that walks around the store. She's the one that yells more, more, more. Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, I don't mean my baby.
Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby, my baby, my baby.
Let's rock again now.
Cars, Good Times Roll, from the self-titled The Cars LP, 1979, Elektra. Started things off with Duck and Cover. Isn't that what they used to tell you back in the days when the bomb was going to drop? Duck and Cover! Well, that's the name of the group, Duck and Cover. And the song's called Bleeding Edge. It's from their EP, Two Shots. And they're from Boston, Massachusetts. And you can get their EP from Bandcamp, State Line Records. Watusi from the Pharaohs, featuring Ricky. At least that's what the 45 said way back in 1956. It's actually Richard Berry and the Pharaohs. And the name of the song is called Watusi, even though it has a very similar beat to Stranded in the Jungle by the Cadets, or the Jayhawks, depending on who recorded it first, or version you're listening to. Well, that's what they used to do a lot in the 50s, is they would plagiarize or come out with something. Somebody would have a song and then somebody would cover it like 2 weeks later. The Clash with Clamp Down. Yeah, we clamped down on all this stealing of songs later on. But the Clash with Clamp Down from 1980 off their London Calling LP. And Gene Vincent and his Blue Caps with Be Bapa Lula from 1956. 45 off of Capitol. Hopefully you're enjoying today's show. I am trying to get this finished as quick as possible because I am up against a deadline here, and if I don't get this done soon, we may not have a show. But then if you're listening, we had some good luck and we have a show this week. All right, let me get back to some music and doing what I need to do here.
It's summertime, summertime, some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, summertime. Well, shut them books and throw them away. Say goodbye to dull school days. Put the wine and change your ways. It's summertime. Well, no more studying history and no more reading geography and no more dalgy on the tree because it's summertime. It's time to head straight for the mills. It's time to live and have some thrills. Come along and have a ball, a regular free-for-all. Well, are you coming or are you late? You slow pucks on my one complaint. Hurry up before I fade. It's summertime. Well, I'm so happy that I can flip. Oh, how I'd love to take a trip. I'm sorry, teacher, but because it's summertime. It's time to head straight for the mills. It's time to live and have some thrills. Come along and have a ball, a regular free-for-all. Well, we'll go swimming every day. No time to work, just time to play. If your folks complain, just say it's summertime. And every night we'll have a dance, cause what's a vacation with a romance? Oh man, this jive has me in a trance. Because it's summertime. It's time to head straight for the mills. It's time to live and have some thrills. Come along and have a ball, a regular free-for-all. It's summertime.
It's summertime, 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 summertime,
summertime, summertime, summertime, summertime, summertime.
It's summertime.
Thank you. next time I'm gonna leave you, baby. Make me find someone new. If you can't be true to me, then I'd rather set you free and go my way.
I'm gonna leave you, baby.
7 days of crying just because of all your lies is too much for a man.
I'm gonna leave you, baby.
Cavaliers, 7 days of crying off of the Crisis label back in April of 1966. We started things off with a song from 1958 with our very own Jamie's, Summertime, Summertime, which means it's, even though it's not June 21st, which I think is the start of summer, it's kind of unofficially summer. I forgot to play that song a couple weeks ago during the Memorial Day week, so I wanted to get in this week because I've been forgetting. A staple of the Strike the Box show, usually around the week of Memorial Day. Cocktail Slippers with Night Train, digital single from Wicked Cool Records. Thank you to Wicked Cool who sent that along. The Johnny Burnett Trio with their rendition of Train Kept a Rollin' from 1956. Originally done by Tiny Bradshaw back in 51 and done by a ton of groups, including the Yardbirds, Aerosmith, and Led Zeppelin, I think, even... have a performance of it. I had the train thing going there with the Cocktail Slippers, Night Train, and Johnny Burnett with Train Kept a Rollin'. Justine's Black Threads. Cheap Vacation is the name of the album. That selection is called The Other Side of a Six Pack. You can get that off of Rumbaugh Records at Bandcamp. And as I said, we played some Cavaliers with 7 Days of Crying. I'm Chris, this is Strike the Box radio show on WMFO Method 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. And I do hope you are enjoying this week's show. Enough of me, let's get back to the music.
Hi, this is Stabby from A Bunch of Jerks. And Mike, what are we listening to today?
Well, right now we're listening to the radio. It is WMFO. What's that call number? Thing? Number?
91.5 on your dial.
And who are we?
A bunch of jerks.
The World Trade Best Noise for a little bit of sun.
Sleep day and night, snare and pine, it's all.
Madman, drummers, bombers, and Indians in the summer with a teenage diplomat. In the dumps with the mumps as the adolescent pumps his way into his hat. With a boulder on my shoulder, feeling kinda older, I trip the merry-go-round. With this very unpleasing sneezing and wheezing, the Calliope crashed to the ground. Some old hot hat shot was heading for a hot spot, snapping his fingers, clapping his hands. In some flesh bomb mascot was tied to a lover's knot with a whatnot in her hand. And now young Scott with a slingshot finally found a tender spot and throws his lover in the sand. An earshot, save the buckshot, turn up the band. And she was blinded by a light. Oh, cut loose like a noose, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light. She got down, but she never got tight, but she'll make it.
Those boys left too soon. citizens out. Gonna turn them into black and white mice. Yes, I'm gonna watch and see if they storm up and fight. Yes, it's laughs off through the night. Tick-tock, it's 12 o'clock. I'm flying above your heads. Tick-tock, it's 12 o'clock. I've got to get you in your beds. Cause I'm gonna sort a few of our citizens out. Gonna turn them into black and white mice. Then I'm gonna watch and see if they squabble and fight. This is laughs off through the night. Tick-tock, it's 12 o'clock. We're gonna have a black and white mice fight. Tick-tock, it's 12 o'clock. If you want to be a mouse, alright.
The Fleur de Lis. I think that's how you pronounce it. Fleur de Lis? Fleur de Lis? Anyways, they were a British band from England in the mid-60s, and that was their song called Tick Tock. They had a couple of labels, Immediate, Polydor, and Atlantic. Started things off with a bunch of jerks with Dirt Nap. And boy, some of us could use a good dirt nap right now, I guess you could say. And anyways, that's from their LP Anguish as a Second Language that you can get off of Rumbar Records if you go to Bandcamp. No, Bandcamp. Oh, I'm telling you, it's just one day after the other. Beatles. Thought I'd play some 8 Days a Week. Single by the Beatles, and it's on an album, and I can't even remember which album it's on. Yeah, it's been one of those weeks, what can I tell you? Bruce Springsteen, 8 Days a Week, released back in 1964, yes. Okay, there it is, Beatles for Sale album. I knew I'd find it eventually. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, Blinded by the Light. Off of their first album, Greetings from Asbury Park, New Jersey, Columbia, 1973. It goes out to my brother George, who had requested that a couple weeks ago. I finally got to it. And I also had a request from Mike, who wanted... I think it was Mike. I don't even remember anymore. Yeah, I've lost my mind. I totally have lost my mind. He wanted to hear some Buck with My Fascination. The name of the song was My Fascination. The name of the artist is Buck. So it's not My Fascination... Never mind, I really am losing it. I'm Chris, this is Strike the Box. On WMFO, I'm at the 91.5 FM. Oh, please let me get back to some music.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabbyish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit the shelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
nasty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe and put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? A single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. Now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Oh, you know what that means? That means I have to collect my stuff and move on out of here because the show is just about over. And what a show this week has been. Bobby Gentry, Ode to Billy Joe, which should have been played last week because the opening there, it was the 3rd of June. Even though the show last week was on the 4th of June, I wanted to play that song and I totally forgot, so I put it in for this week. And hopefully, as I look back, I have not played it earlier in the show today or this week because, as I said earlier, my mind is mush. We started things out with the Norvins. From their album Time Machine, we played You Got It Right, album from 2008. Not sure of the label. It doesn't say here. So, we don't have the label. But Time Machine is the name of the LP, the Norvins, and the song was You Got It Right. We followed with the Ramones with Teenage Lobotomy because my brain has fallen out of my head. That song you can find off Rocket to Russia from 1977. And some Devo with Freedom of Choice off of the Freedom of Choice album from 1980. And I hopefully, or I hope, and hopefully, whatever, hope, you have enjoyed this week's show. It has been a challenge to do. As I'm putting the finishing touches on here, my luck, I'll upload this and the computer at WMFO will blow up and it won't even happen. But hopefully you're listening to the show and it is happening. Hope we'll see if I do a quickie next week, a one-hour quickie. Hopefully I'll have some time. It's just time is very tight these last few weeks, and especially this week. Anyways, enough about my stupid problems. There's a lot more problems in the world these days. Have a good weekend. Stay safe out there. Remember, keep practicing the good cleaning of the hands and the social distancing. What can I tell you? My mind's gone. Just be careful out there, everybody. We're starting to open everything up, and I just don't want people to start getting totally relaxed and we start getting sick all over again. Anyways, I am Chris. This is Strike the Box on WMFO Memphis 91.5 on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. Thanks, everybody. Take care.